Today is July 2nd, Chof Dalet Tammuz, and we are holding a Siman Tof Ayin Zayin. Tof Ayin Zayin, we are towards the middle, I would say, of Sif Beis, by Sif Katan Yud Beis. So the discussion here was when a person forgot to eat the Afikoman. And there are different points in time when he remembered to eat the afikoman. So here we're saying, v'im loy niskar ad acha sheberich bayir piyagofen. If he only remembered that he did not eat the afikoman after he already made the bayir piyagofen, lo yoichol afikoman, he should not eat the afikoman. V'yismoich al matzo she'ochal b'soich asuda, and he should just rely on the fact that he ate matzah during the meal in regards to fulfilling his eating of the afikoman. Shekulon shmuras hein mishas lisha, because they're all guarded, meaning the food is guarded mishas lisha from the time it was needed. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Yud Beis, that's number 12 in the English. V'yismoich al matzah ratzaloy mar. What does this mean to rely on the matzah which you ate earlier? Shezeh yehei nechshav l'shem afikoman. That the mass you ate during the meal, you ate earlier, will have fulfilled your eating of the afikoman, even though you didn't have specific kavana for eating that matzah for the afikoman. After kaimulon b'simin tafayin ches, even though we already we'll learn next simin tafayin ches, the achar afikoman ein lechol shum davar. That after the afikoman you cannot eat anything. So he's asking a question. If the matzah I ate during the meal it's a catch 22, right? Right. Let's start from the starting point here. I forgot to eat the afikoman, and I benched. I already made my bar piyagofen, right? So, what do I do? So he says, you know what? The matzah you ate during the meal will suffice for your afikoman. But you can't eat after the afikoman, and you did eat. So how do you work all this out? Let's see what he says. He says, he answers, v'ihu haloi ochal achar hamatzah, oy dvar mecheirim. The person did eat other food after he ate that matzah throughout the meal. So he answers, mikomokom b'dieved yotza. B'dieved, he still has fulfilled his obligation. In other words, yes, a person should not be eating anything after he eats the afikoman, because we want the taste of the afikoman to remain in the mouth. This is all a bidyevet. This is all ex post facto. This is not the way he should be doing things. He should be eating afikoman at the right time. He should, now he's relying on the matzah that was eaten earlier as the afikoman. Yes, Neil. Sif Katan Yud Gimel, b'soy chasuda, he relies on the matzah that he ate during the meal. Says the Mishnah Berurah, ha im loy hoyo loy shmura klal b'soy chasuda, if he didn't have any shmura matzah during the meal, afshe betchilos hasuda ochal hakezayis matzah shmura gedin. Even though when he made his bracha al achilas matzah, he ate his shmura matzah. Then choyzev oichal afikoyman doliotza mitzvah afikoyim bazeh dehabinun shei nechol ala seiva. What the Mishnah Berurah is telling us is like this: can a person fulfill his afikoyman by that first bracha of the al achilas matzah? Mom would think you can. But he's saying, no, you have to eat the afikoman when you're alaso, when you're satiated. When you had that first bite of matzah, you were hungry. At least I was hungry. Anybody with me? Yeah, I mean, we're not satiated, right? I mean, let's talk about it, right? We'd eaten the whole day. We had kiddush, and we're finally eating matzah. We're not satiated. So, therefore, the afikoman has to be in ala soiva. So, therefore, one is not being fulfilling his obligation of the matzah at that time, of the afikoman at that time. Sif konya dalit. The Mishnah Berurah, the Mechaber says, Avo mokum shenohagu lasos shimur lematzas mitzah mishas katsiro. In the places where they have the custom to have shmura matzah from the time of the harvesting, afilu loy nizkar ad achar ha-halel, even if he did not remember till after halel, Yitol yodov yivarech hamaitzi v'yoychal avikoymen. He should wash his hands. In other words, wash again for hamotzi, for the avikoymen. Make his bracha and eat the avikoymen. This is all the way really, really big b'di'evit. He only remembered lo nisker ad achar ha-halal, only after saying the halal, that's remember, I did not eat the avikoymen. How does he know? Because he sees it right next to him. Sifkon yedalud. He didn't also eat from the matzah during the meal. Because if he did, he would have fulfilled his eating afikomen of the matzah during the meal. Because he could have relied on eating the matzah during the meal for the afikomen. We're number 15 in the English edition, in the Mishnah Berurah. Tezvav. Afilo loy nizkar v'chulei. V'kol shekinim nizkar. Even more so, if he did remember, koydim shehischil loy mahalel, before he started saying the halal, he should definitely eat afikoymen. And he should make the bracha of benching with a cup of wine. There's no concern of drinking in between the third and fourth cups of wine, which normally we do not permit. Since the third cup that he drank was by mistake, because he should not have drank that wine yet. Chayzer hakoyis shumavarech ato alav liyos shlishi. How do you like that? It doesn't work for calories, but well, when you drink that third cup of wine, that third cup of wine is canceled off, canceled out, and then you have to drink another, what's called the third cup of wine, and then that's your fulfillment of the third cup.
He didn't have the
after coming. Sivkot tezayin adach halel. He only remembered after halel. And he also makes the bracha of Beir Piyagofen al kois revi sheshoyis achrov on the fourth cup that he drinks afterwards. Siv kod nyudzayin, the Ramah tells us v'yachzav yivarech ala kois ve'inochush b'amesh moisif ala koisois. You should go back, the Ramah says, and make another bracha on the cup of wine, and don't be concerned that it looks like you're adding more cups of wine. The Mishnah Berurah explains, Shekevan Shemitchilo Hoya HaKoy Shlishi Betos, like we just mentioned earlier, since the third cup was by mistake, Nechshazeh HaKoy Shlakoy Shlishi. This cup, the fourth cup, is now like the third cup. Vaf She'in Kein Hushlek Yisidron, even though it's out of order. Shehigdim Lezek HaKoy Shel HaHalel Shehu Roy Leyois HaAchroin. Because you're having this cup, which really should be by the Hallel, at the end of Hallel, you're having it earlier. B'di'eved, when the whole mistakes like this happened in the first place, when you forgot to eat the afikoman, it is okay. V'da, d'lefi maj d'noigin b'chol ashona l'varech b'erchas hamozen b'loy kois, gam azay yoichal afikoman b'loy kois. During the whole year round, many have the meaning not to have wine when they bench. So also here as well, gam bezeh yoichal avikoymen, you can eat the avikoymen, b'loikos, without a cup of wine. He's referring to the hilchos benching. Should we always be benching with a cup of wine? Should we not be benching with a cup of wine? It's really applicable to also the 9 days in regards to having a zimun, where there's a discussion in the Paiskim of not gathering together three people to bench together. And one of the reasons for that is because then you'll have to have your cup of wine. Well, who does that today during the week? We're talking during the week even, that halacha. It's just not practiced. On Shabbos, many have the custom that when they have a zimun, not only will, of course, they bench with the zimun, but also bench ala kais with the cup of wine. Let's continue right away to Simen Tof Ayin Ches. Shaloi lechol achar achilas afikoymen. Now, the topic of discussion is that we should not be eating after we eat afikoman.
Excuse me, did you do that last phrase in the Ramah? Oh, the last
line. I think I missed it. You're right. I think I missed that last line. I appreciate it. Yes, that was the question asked yesterday. That's right. That's the question asked yesterday. Right. Thank you. I appreciate it. You're always on the ball. The Ramah says in the previous simin, Tofayin Zayin, the last line. The question was, what happens if the afikoman is lost? Or the child has such a bargaining chip with you, he's not giving it up. So then what do you do? Right? He wants a dog. You know, you're not getting any dogs. Yoichal kezayis echod mimata shmura acheris. So if he says, I want a lassie, a collie, right? And you tell him, listen, nothing doing. I'll get you a doll, a toy. So you pull out your spear afikoma and your back, you know, other mansa, and you say, I'm going to eat this instead, unless you give it to me. So he says, Yoichal kezayis echod mimata shmura acheris. You can have a different matzo shmura, just as long as it's matzo shmura, you can fulfill the mitzvah of Afi Koyman. It's not going to be from the yachatz which you broke, but it still suffices. Thank you, Neil. Okay, Tof Ayin Ches. Acher Afi Koyman, says the Mechaber in Sef Aleph, Ein lechol shum dover. After we eat Afi Koyman, we should not eat anything else. Hagah, v'lo yoichlenu b'shnei mekoymus, one should not be eating the Afi Koyman in two different places. The loy odif me ilu hisik bishena the osul ochloi mishum the havi kishne mekoymes. Also, it's not any better if a person fell asleep in between while he was eating afikoman. It's also forbidden the osul ochloi mishum because it's like to have a kishne mekoymes. It's like when you wake up and you come back again, it's like two different places. Sifkat and Aleph in the Mishnah Brura. Ein leechol, we should not eat any food after we eat the afikoman. Kidei shelo yavor mipiv tam matzah shel afikoman. Shul mitzvah al dei tam oisei meichel. We don't want the taste of the afikoman to be leaving our mouths. If we eat other food, the taste of the afikoman, which is a mitzvah, will be taken away. So the last food which we should be eating the night of the Seder is the afikoman. Very good. So, first I'll explain what he says. He says, what happens if a person made a mistake? He went ahead and he ate his afikoman. He realized he has another 10 minutes before chatzos. And then he sees, oh, you know what? There's another piece of dessert, like the real dessert, like the chocolate matzah. Well, whatever dessert that makes him happy on Pesach. And maybe the kompot, you know. And he eats that also. Then someone says to him, you just ate after afikoman. What should he do now? So he says, Yachs v'yoichal kezayis matzah shmura l'shem afikoman. What's bothering Rabbi Joel?
Good base. We just learned you don't.
Ah, we just learned earlier you don't. So it seems like over here there's a contradiction. Yeah. Do you go back ahead and re-eat a second piece of matzah when you ate afterwards, or do you not? So it sounds like there's a bit of a contradiction, which is a very good, I'm glad to see that you have that, you realize that. And in number three, which we're not going to see now, it's a two and three, the truth is. They discuss this topic a little. I will bring out one point over here. In other words, the question is a valid, very good question. I'm not going to spend too much time on it now, really. I'm not going to spend time at all. I just want to share with you one point that the Kaf HaChaim tells us that our case here is talking about the last line of number three in the Dershu, Shikan Medubar B'Sho'oid Loi Birech V'Echas HaMazim V'Lachein Yachs V'Yoich Lavi Koyman. So the Kaf HaChaim is telling us that we're talking about a case where you did not bench yet. That's why you should go back and eat Afi Koyman again. Could be earlier, after he benched already, so that's why maybe he should not go back and eat. Okay, so there are different approaches to answer this good question. Okay, let's continue. One should not eat shum dover, anything. But this is a good example where you have to make sure you translate the words correctly. Shum is garlic. You shouldn't eat shum. You shouldn't eat garlic of anything. That doesn't make sense. Okay. Well, in regards to drinking, can you drink after you eat afikoman? Nechleku apoiskim is machlekes apoiskim. In regards to an alcoholic beverage, one should definitely be machmer. In the English edition, we have page number 337, English edition, number 2. So, alcoholic beverage, stay away from. You should stay away from all drinks except for water. In regards to tea, in number 5 of the Dershu, he says some words which I don't really, maybe you can show this, take a look over here, number 5. If you can take a look at that, Neil, because I don't know what these words mean. Tea, he says, is not a problem. Any light type of drink, a light drink is not a problem. The light meaning it's not strong. But then he says here, no, the next line there. Ingvar Vasa? What's Ingvar Vasa? You see what that is? He brings here that apple cider would not be a problem. I guess if there's no pulp in it. I never heard of apple cider with pulps. But and what's the top one there? Licorice? What, a drink of licorice drink?
Arak.
Well, that's the right. But that's a liqueur maybe, licorice. But that's all alcoholic beverage. You shouldn't drink. Right, you shouldn't drink alcoholic beverage.
Maybe it's a soft drink with a licorice flavor.
Yeah, no, and yeah, but we already mentioned earlier you don't want to drink too much alcoholic beverages because then, yeah,
a carbonated water.
Yeah, so basically the answer is like this: if it's a light drink, in other words, the flavored seltzer is not a problem. The flavored seltzer is not a problem. You could drink that. It seems like after, or the tea you could have after your afikoman. But anything which is a strong drink, which the taste will remain in your mouth afterwards, that you should not be drinking after the afikoman. Okay. Let's see further. Lo yechlenu, the Rama said, you should not eat in two places. Lo yechlenu afikoman, sifkot and gimel in the Mishnah Berurah. The afikoman, don't eat the afikoman in two places. Avos shar su the less than ba, but the rest of the meal, the seder itself, that's not a problem to eat in two places. Mishnei mekoman, sifkot and dalid. Yes? Also two in one room. He tells us if we eat in on one table, one side, and then go switch to the other end of the table. I mean, my children will have a lot of problems because they're jumping around, you know, my two-year-old especially. That's also considered to be like two different places. But Hatam, what's the reason? Why should we not be eating in two different places? Sha'afi koyman zeich lepesach. The afikoman is the remembrance of the Karm Pesach. Pesach einenecho b'shnei mekoymas. The Karm Pesach is not to be eaten in two places. Because it says in the Pasuk, the Karm Pesach should be eaten in one house. That's the, you see, a strong connection between eating afikoman. It is so similar to the Karm Pesach, the eating of the matzah to the Karm Pesach. Maybe Raya Shigam b'matzah machmirin b'shnei mekoymes k'moy Pesach. He brings a Raya of the Rama that also Shigam b'matzah in regards to the matzah, we're also strict b'shnei mekoymes k'moy Pesach that we should not eat the matzah, the meaning the afikoman, in two different places, just like by the Karm Pesach. Siv Beis, the Mechari says, Mishi yoshim b'soicha su'udo v'heikitz einu choyzo lecho. He's discussing once again the afikoman. One who fell asleep during the meal. Meal meaning here, eating the afikoman. He does not go back to continue eating. Explains the Mishnah Berurah. B'soy chasuda, I'm a divrei haramah b'hagol. Look in the Ramah, he'll explain what that means. He does not go back to eat. The sleeping is considered to be an interruption. V'asohu rabbonon k'oichel v'shnei mekoymis. And the rabbonon chazal viewed it like you're eating in two different places. He says further in the Mechaber, on the top, B'nei chaburu sheyoshnu miktsoson b'soy chasuda. Tired group. You had a tired group. I used to have a Rebbe, I mentioned this past. You come into the shiur room, it was ice cold. Ice cold.
Keep you awake.
I mean, he had a very good shiur anyway, but he keep you awake. The temperature was so cold, he couldn't fall asleep, really. But I'm not doing that, don't worry. So, he says you have part of the chabura, b'nei chabura sheyoshnu miktsasa m'sei chasuda, some of them fell asleep during the meal. Choyuzim v'oichlim. You can continue eating. Explains the Mishnah Berurah why. The kevin sheyeser b'nei chabura hayu no'irim. Since the rest of the group were still awake, lo yichoshiv hesek afilu gabi hasheinim. So, let's say, excuse me, they're saying the example. Some of us fell asleep, but others still remained awake. The ones who remained awake made the other ones who fell asleep like they're not sleeping. They were pulled together after those who were awake, so it's like they never fell asleep.
The bottle, yeah.
They're nullified, and they're like still awake. However, he says, Nirdemu kulam v'nei oiru, if they all fell asleep and then they woke up, lo yoichlu, they should not eat it. Nisnamnu kulam yoichelu. If they, well, I have to see what nisnamnu means, explain the Mishnah Brura, then yoichelu, you should eat it. Let's explain the Mishnah Brura, chesifkan ches, choyzin v'oichlim, oh, we just saw that, right? Sifkan tes, rather, 9. Nisnamnu, hainu, shaloi nishka b'sheina kuli hai. Nisnamnu means they didn't fall into a deep sleep. You can explain now what does it mean they didn't fall into a deep sleep. If you ask the person, where'd you put the can opener? And you say, did you put it in the cabinet near the sink, in the drawer near the sink? And he says, yeah, I put it there. Now, he's sleeping, but he's not totally sleeping. It's like, you know, the state when he's falling asleep. Drowsy, you're right, he's drowsy. So, Zeu Kore Misnamnin, that's called Misnamnin. So, Nisnamnu Kulom Yechilu, so if it's just drowsing off, you know, they're falling asleep a little, then they can eat it. I know people thinking maybe like during the rabbi's speech a little. All of a sudden, you hear, you come pour kami shema, you wake up.
That sounds like some namnios, somebody
sleepwalking. Yeah, okay, it could be like that. I don't know if it has to be exactly, but the Ramah says, V'chol ze eini elo shi yoshnu la'acha shi eschilu le'echol havi koimen. Avo shein ha'koidun ze lo'i havi hesek. This whole discussion of falling asleep is when they started eating nafi koimen. However, falling asleep during the actual suda, during the seder, during the meal, is no concern in regards to any halachic issue over here, and that would not be a problem. Sifkot Yud, Avo shein ha'koidun leze, Sifkot Yud, during the meal, loy havi hefsek, it's not considered to be a hefsek, or it's a loymar. The loy chai shinon, le hefsek zu, we're not concerned for any interruption, kevin she'ene v'soich afikomen, because it's not during the eating of the afikomen. Ule inyan im tzorech levarech ha-moitzi, oyet ha-pa mishum sh'asheno, in regards to does he have to make a new bracha because of the sleep that he went to sleep, Ayin Le'el, take a look earlier in Simin Kuf Ayin Ches. Thank you very much.